Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Cheap Thrills. I'm your host, Etheria, and here's your top stories of the week. And now, here's your top stories in gaming. Well guys, hi. We got past Thanksgiving, and look at us, we are speeding ahead towards the end of this year. Well, there are a couple of things that's been going on, because next time we chat, we will have the winners of this year's video game awards. However, a couple of these have been coming out. Let's start with Microsoft. Microsoft said that they are going to be having some announcements that's going to be coming up at the show and stuff like that. You guys remember that that diskless model of X is circular. I think that's going to be revealed at the show. Now, I think that's going to be revealed at the show. I don't know what else is going to be revealed. I hope that that's not going to, because they got rid of the world premieres of the show and whatnot. But I think that Microsoft is going to, you know, be dropping some trailers for upcoming games. I think that they're going to make some grand announcements. I'm looking forward to this show for those reasons alone. Can we talk for a little bit about these video games awards? I was watching this program. Kind of funny. And they were doing, you know, their predictions and stuff like that. And, you know, Andy Cortez, he said something very interesting. And he said that there are a lot of journalists or gaming personalities, like the people who are voting for a lot of these nominees and stuff like that, that there's a lot of recency bias. Like, you know, people are... oh my God! Anybody like Baldur's Gate 3? Baby. This is how I know it's all bullshit. This is how I know it's all bullshit when it comes to Baldur's Gate 3. Because Baldur's Gate 3 has been in beta for the past 3 years. And nobody has spoken up against... I mean, no one has spoken up about that game. That game was not part of nobody's radar except for the PC world. Do you know what I mean? Yes, there was an announcement that it's coming for the console, but that game has been on the PC platform and we only start talking about it. This is when it got out of beta and became official. Then that's when they want to start talking about it. And this is not to say that the game isn't good. I think that the game is good. I think it's fun. But the reason why I myself couldn't go for Baldur's Gate 3 is because I knew Baldur's Gate 1 and Baldur's Gate 2 existed, and I didn't play them. Actually, I just picked it up. But it was on the Black Friday sale. But that's the point. See, I just picked that up. So, no, I'm not looking at Baldur's Gate as good as great. I can't even think about why people are Alan Wake being even in this number. That game, like I told you guys, that game just came out. But the reason I said it, and keep in mind, Resident Evil 4, that remake just came out, and Super Mario Wonder, Super Mario Brothers Wonder, that game just came out. I don't think they should have been contested. I don't think, not contested, but I don't think they should have been included. I think that Spider-Man 2 and Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom, but everyone else, nah. I'm kind of worried, though, with the exception of Microsoft and stuff like that. I don't know what's going to be coming out and being announced at this game show. I really don't. I think that we're going to get a lot of third parties. Probably trailers of games that we already know about. I'm surprised Capcom didn't hold off on announcing Dragon Dogma 2 there. You know that's coming out, right? When is that coming out? I think it's in March 2024. Yeah, March 22, 2024. That comes out. And this is Capcom first $70 game. I don't understand what's going on with this. Never mind, guys. I was going to go off into a rant about the economy and stuff like that, but Beyond Good and Evil 20-year anniversary has been announced. It'll be coming on all platforms if you have Ubisoft or Ubisoft Plus and stuff like that. Hello? I don't know why they haven't brought that game out, the second version to that game. Beyond Good and Evil 2. That should have been out. I remember that game. Playing that game. I played the game on the GameCube. It was fun. Very storytelling was in and very very good storytelling. But we got that announced. Oh, did you guys download Killer Instinct Anniversary Edition? Oh, and guess what Xbox did? Child, Remnant 1 and 2 is now out on Game Pass. When I tell y'all guys that was a shadow drop, nobody knew that was coming. I don't know. I really don't know how to stress this. Game Pass? Baby, Game Pass is where it's at. Game Pass is where it's at. I'm gonna still play my PlayStation 5. Yeah, but when it comes down to games, you guys heard me last week. I cannot pass up that Game Pass subscription. And trust me, they're killing me. Because when you add all of it up, it's a lot of money throughout the year. But considering the games that are out there, it's worth it. It's worth it. I can't justify PlayStation Plus. I can't. And that's sad because I like the PlayStation 5. Torback 3. It's out. It's on all platforms. It looks good. You know who else came out? Gothic. Gothic is on the Nintendo Switch out. It's out on the Nintendo Switch. Hold on, guys. Was that game? Gothic. T.H. Norrit. T.H.Q. That game came out in 2021? Well, it came out on the 360, PlayStation 3, PlayStation 4, and the Nintendo Switch. And I think the new one is remastered. I never played that game. Yep. I don't know. If it gets down to like $7, maybe, you know, $8, I'll pick it up. But I'm not gonna buy it now. They probably want. I wonder how much it is on. And you wanna know what, guys? I know I'm going off a little tangent right here, but you know what's weird? I've been looking at the Steam Deck lately, cause I've been thinking about a lot of computer games, just because it's like the PC RAM. Like, because they got a lot of good sales there. Like, a lot of good sales. And I'm thinking, like, wait a minute. Can you hook a... And let me see. What's I got in? With a USB-C to a HDMI adapter, you will be able to put your computer, your Steam Deck, up to the PC, or to a television. I think if they made, like, you know, that output, if they did that, I'm talking about Steam. If they did that today, I'd have bought that system. I'd have bought that system. I don't understand why they just didn't do it that way. You see what Sony is doing with the, we'll know for sure when these numbers come out. Because I want to know what the portal, PlayStation Portal numbers look like. I want to know. Because every time I'm looking at Wario, he's like, you know, they're bringing up, you know, this is still available. This is still available. I want to know if people are actually buying this system. I know the PlayStation hardcore fans bought it. I wanted to buy it for the aesthetics alone. But, I don't know. But before we go, let's look up something else and see what they're... Just bear with me, guys. Oh, while we're doing all that, guys, did you guys see that Eminem and Fortnite? Yeah, I thought this season was very brief. I you remember when it first was announced, I was like, I hated it. It was an OG map. But after playing it, like in the second week, I was like, oh, this is cute. You know, I had a good time. I hope they think about doing that again sometime soon. Because right now, I can't follow the storyline of what's going on with Fortnite. See, look at this. Microsoft stopped announcing the Xbox console sale because it cares more about content and services. I told you guys that a long time ago. When it came to this generation in games, it's not going to be about the sales of the system. It's all going to be about services. I think Nintendo, the reason why we don't know nothing about the Nintendo Switch 2 and its details is because I think that Nintendo is working on trying to streamline its services for this new upcoming system. Because they've already let us know that, you know, they're looking at, you know, our digital downloads. They're really trying to push that, you know. And I'm talking about across all platforms. Have y'all noticed that? They are not trying to give out physical copies no more. They want you guys to get all this digitally. Now, I was a little bit worried about that. But my worry stopped because that's where Nintendo's heading. If it was just Sony and Microsoft, I'd have been worried. But I think because Nintendo is trying to go digital, I don't know what this next system is going to do, but I feel safe with my Nintendo account. I really do. They do need to do a two-factor authorization or authentication a little bit stronger. Yeah, I guess that's it. Yeah, no, then, wait a minute. Did you tell here that, Grand Theft Auto 3, San Andreas, and Vice City? Y'all know that game is coming to Netflix gaming? Like, what? Next month? No extra cost to subscribers. Like, how would you play that shit? And that'll be on Apple's App Store. I have the Apple TV. You know what? I might just get that game. Yeah, I have it already. But still. I just want to see how it looks. Okay, oh God. All right. Okay, guys. And with that, we'll move on to the next segment. And those were your top stories in gaming. And now, here's your top stories in pop culture. Now, I know that a lot of you are, you guys went to go see Beyonce Renaissance movie. I haven't. I can admit it, guys. I didn't do Taylor's, though I did hear it because I went to go see Killers of the Flower Moon. And I'm not gonna listen to go watch Beyonce's because I'm gonna watch them when they come to streaming. You can believe that because I think my whole thing, and you guys know this, my whole thing is that I just want to enjoy him. I want to enjoy them. And if I see something that like moves my spirit, I want to be able to rewind it and see it a thousand times if I need to. But shout out to y'all who went out and supported the queen. There was a lot of clips that was online. I actively avoided them because I do want to see this movie. I can't say the same for Taylor's. Nor did I really care to go. Here's the thing, guys. I be coming up in here talking about, like, you know, like, slandering Taylor Swift. I did the Apple wrap-up this year. Do you guys know, for me, Taylor Swift album was the number one for me? It was number one. I genuinely don't. I don't like the person. But I do like that girl's songs. I do like her and Jack's songs. Maroon, I thought that song was just like cute as fuck. This last album, I liked it. Not as much as I liked 1989. Did I pick up any of her Taylor's versions? No. I know she got some new songs out. But no. And I didn't buy them. You know what I did? I went to the library and I burnt the disc. Yeah. Yeah. But Oh, talking about Taylor. Yeah. Beyonce, she came out with a new song called My House. It's in the movie. I don't know. Maybe, goddamn, Beyonce, you are... Oh, shit, since we're talking about Beyonce in this goddamn renaissance, Bitch. She was doing promotions for, she was doing a red carpet. Girl, listen. I will chuck this shit up to the lighting. Because I'm trying to be fair. But bitch, when I first saw that picture, I said, who the fuck is this white woman? I had to take a quadruple look at that picture. Because I was like, that's no way in hell that's Beyonce. Beyonce is not that fucking light. You know, I'm not accusing her of bleaching. Would I put it past her? No. And let me stress this. I don't put that shit past any of those celebrities. You know what I mean? But no, I don't believe that she is brightening her skin. I chalked that up to the lighting. I thought that if it was me and I was on her team, I never would have sent that picture out. I know that much is true. I never would have sent that picture out. But see, here's the thing. I think the reason why people was looking at it funny is because she has a picture standing next to Kalandra, Kelly. And she still looks hella bright. And it wasn't like, you know, the lighting wasn't as strong. But maybe it's the color, baby. Maybe it's the color because she was wearing silver. Bad ass dress. That woman looked good. But maybe silver drains her color because she's so high yellow. And that could have possibly been it, but god damn it. Listen. Mama Tina, you doing what you did, I don't blame you. You came out and you defended your daughter. But girl, I will say this much. Girl, I don't think you need to holler at the fans. I don't think you need to holler at the John Q public. I think you need to holler at her team. That picture. I'm sorry. That picture made that girl look white. White. For a brief second there, probably like on my third look, I swear to God, I thought that was Kim Kardashian. And then I looked closer and I was like, that is Beyonce. And I said, what the fuck is going on with her skin? Now, I believe that Beyonce is completely 100% pro-black. I think she did. I think she's always been that way, but I think that she solidified that. With that album, Lemonade. She's always been, you know, 10 toes down in her, you know, her blackness and her roots and stuff like that. But I think, like, for mainstream, I think that people was like, okay, with Lemonade, she went full on, I'm standing with my people. And that is to be commemorated and stuff like that. But the movie looks good. The red carpet looked good. Those girls came out and showed their ass. They came out and showed their ass and looked stunning. I liked her pictures more in London than when she first, like, what was that first one at? That wasn't L.A. Was it in L.A.? I don't know. But the ones in London, yeah, she ate. And you can tell, because in the first one, she was wearing silver. And the one in London, she was wearing black. T.I. Was caught on camera, like, you know, chastising his son, King. Let me see if I can find this. Do I want to listen to it? I thought it was interesting. I really thought it was interesting. And I don't think it's at all. But I will say this. Child, look, they had an argument, and from the way it went, this is how I looked at that. Okay, moving forward. Okay, y'all remember when King got arrested and he had a mugshot because he was fighting those people over there at Waffle House and everything, and when they asked T.I. about it, T.I. was like, you know, kind of like, you know, bigging up his son and stuff like that. And trying to, like, you know, talking about y'all, you know, y'all are bums because you working there and stuff like that. Y'all can't, you know, come after, you know, these his son and stuff like that. I don't like how it was handled. I thought that the parents, because Tiny was there too. See, he pushed Tiny, and that's when T.I. went after him. But they were like, yeah, the reason why you was going over to your grandmother's house is because you wanted to use, you know, you wanted to use a pacifier till you was 12 and stuff like that. But it's been revealed that, yeah, when they was doing their show, yeah, they, you know, went to go pick him up so that he could be there for, you know, taping. But then as soon as they got finished taping, he went back to his grandmother's house. That don't speak to King. That speaks to T.I. and Tiny. I think that that household was very hostile. I believe that it was very hostile because that boy, that baby, back then, he's a grown man now, but he was going over to his grandma, always asking to go to his grandma. And that screams to me like whatever was going on in that house, he was not comfortable with. And again, I don't lay that at his feet. I lay that at his parents' feet. They were like, he was being disrespectful. I don't think he was being completely disrespectful. I think that he was being a little bit of a nuisance. But so was his parents. You know, they, Tiny and T.I. tried to clown that boy. Now, they already know that their relationship is clearly fragile and that he has a complex about himself. You know, talking about he wanted to be outside. He didn't want to be in an environment where, you know, he felt that he was caged in. Again, that falls at T.I. and Tiny's feet. But they tried to clown that child. That man. I don't know why he called him. Because he... Whatever. They tried to clown him. And now he's out here acting like an ass. Again, a nuisance. But T.I. stepped up to his kid like that. When he should have been listening to him. That's just my opinion. I think he should have been listening to what he was saying. Like he said, y'all ain't telling the true story. And the only thing I heard behind that, I said, T.I., if you don't get a hold of your family like you should, I can promise that there's going to be a tell-all book about you and T.I. and Tiny. Because I hope you don't think that we forgot about that that little sex shit y'all used to do. Talk about sex shit. Y'all see what's going on with Diddy? Ooh, Diddy had to step down from a vote. He still on it. He still on it, but he's just not part of the... He's not on the, he's not on the board anymore. He lost his... What was that? He lost his brand... He lost his brand deal, but he's Macy is not gonna be showing off with Sean Don John. These are not looking good for him. But y'all, look. I was thinking about it. I'm going to tell y'all something. I had a friend. And they had like a lot of money. Bitch, what about like a lot of money? A lot of money. And they had a very powerful job. And stuff like that. When I tell y'all, when people got a lot of money, disposable income, they do weird shit. They do weird shit. Now, were they on the scale of P. Diddy? God, no. But they were wealthy in our circles. It was doing some weird shit. They were doing weird shit. The best way how to hit, I think that was the best thing she did. He may have became a billionaire, but I don't think that he's going to be a billionaire too long. I don't think he's going to be a billionaire too long. I think he's going to lose a lot. A lot. Of his asset and a lot of his money. And it's deserving. Because I've learned, like I said, I've learned that people who give a lot of money, make a lot of money, boy, you lose something in the pursuit of getting money like that. You lose something. You really do. All I can do is just pray for them and hope that they find their peace and stuff like that. And I'm not talking about Diddy. I'm talking about his victims. Fuck Diddy. All right, guys. I think it's for that. And with that, I'll end it. And those are your top stories in pop culture. Well, guys, we've come to the end of another great episode here on Cheap Thrills. I've been your host, Aetheria, and I look forward to chatting with you guys next week. If you'd like to reach us via email, you can contact us at cheapthrillspodcast01@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at cheapthrillspodcast01.